And I will always stand up for Israel's right to defend itself in the United Nations and around the world.
There's a phrase that my mother always used to use when I was growing up, a Yiddish Mishuma, a Jewish soul. And I've on occasion accused Barack of having a Yiddish Mishuma.
I'm here on this trip to reaffirm the special relationship between Israel and the United States, my abiding commitment to Israel's security, and my hope that I can serve as an effective partner.
I understand Israel's desire to protect itself, and that the situation now taking place in Gaza was caused by Hamas.
During a trip to the Middle East in the summer of 2008, Obama expressed his support for Israel to defend itself against rocket attacks fired by Hamas.
I don't even care if I was a politician. If somebody was sending rockets into my house where my two daughters sleep at night, I'm going to do everything in my power to stop that.
Israel's assault has sparked outrage around the globe. Amid the worldwide condemnation of Israel's military action in Gaza, the United States stood alone in its attitude toward the conflict. Over a week ago, the UN Security Council passed a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
Ceux qui s'abstiennent.
Only the U.S. abstained.
Merci.
...of a transport ship by the U.S. to take thousands of tons of arms to Israel. The Pentagon denies the shipment is for use in Gaza, saying it's destined for a U.S. stockpile in Israel. American planners want to carry 3,000 tons of ammunition from the Greek port of Astikos to the Israeli port of Ashdod. But experts say the timing and size of the consignment are, to quote, irregular. An even larger shipment of arms arrived in December, which included laser-guided bombs. Now, reports in the Israeli press suggest they were used in...
Some analysts believe that Israel's campaign in Gaza is also a test for the incoming president. But Israel may not have to worry about future U.S. foreign policy. When Obama, as a Democratic presidential candidate, visited Israel in July, he delivered a preliminary message.
I'm here on this trip to reaffirm the special relationship between Israel and the United States, my abiding commitment to Israel's security, and my hope that I can serve as an effective partner.
During his campaign, Obama's candidacy was supported financially and politically by many prominent members of the American Jewish community. After Obama won the election, he chose Rahm Emanuel, a Jew, to be his White House chief of staff. In the U.S., the Jewish population has reached 6 million, even exceeding Israel's 5 million. The U.S. economy and politics are deeply influenced by many in the Jewish community. The mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, is a Jewish billionaire. On January the 3rd, Bloomberg flew to Israel. It was also the day Israel began its ground offensive. His one-day visit was intended to show his support for Israel. Bloomberg's so-called solidarity trip outraged Muslims in New York. In face of the condemnation, Bloomberg's response was quite ingenious, saying, "The bottom line is that we have a special relationship with Israel."
This is an American person running for presidency. The greatest wishes, be a great president of the United States. That is the greatest promise for us, because the world is in need.
No one better than Shimon Peres to share words of leadership with someone who may one day be president of the United States, from an ally of the importance of Israel, is a very meaningful thing.
He's gotten some very hard-nosed business people in the Jewish community behind him. Lester Crown's a perfect example, and Jim Crown. The Crown family did not get where they are by being naive about either politics or about people.
And I will always stand up for Israel's right to defend itself in the United Nations and around the world. I will take an active role and make a personal commitment to do all I can to advance the cause of peace from the start of my administration.